Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue with our news stories, which include pay rises on the way as the city gains another real living wage employer, a couple are conned out of £850 by rogue roofers, and the former boss of the murderous pub dies suddenly in India.
Pay rises of at least 10% are on the way for a group of workers as another city employer joins the Real Living Wage Scheme. Norwich has been designated as a living wage city by the Living Wage Foundation, with the City Council having a three-year plan to significantly expand the number of employers paying the real living wage. As of April the 1st, the government's national living wage is £10.42 per hour for workers aged 23 and over, with 21 and 22-year-olds on a minimum wage of £10.18, and 18 to 20-year-olds on £7.49, and under-18s and apprentices on at least £5.28. However, the real living wage is calculated based on the cost of living and calls for businesses to sign up to pay those 18 and above at least £10.90 an hour or £11.95 in London. By signing up, this will mean Norwich Theatre awarding an average pay award of 10.3% across eligible employees and a 14.7% increase for variable hour employees currently earning the national minimum wage. It joins a brigade of businesses paying the rate to its theatre, royal and playhouse staff following unanimous approval from its board of trustees. Norwich Theatre's chief executive and creative director Stephen Crocker said, "I can honestly say that few milestones and achievements have brought me more joy than being able to achieve real living wage status for our dedicated staff."
Norfolk campaigners for women who lost out because of state pension age changes have hailed an extraordinary result after winning a legal challenge that opens the door for more to get compensation. The Women Against State Pension Inequality, WASPI, campaign has scored a major victory in its fight to win compensation for 1950s born women affected by state pension age changes, of which there are 52,000 in Norfolk. The government watchdog conceded part of its investigation into how increases to the state pension age were communicated was flawed and needed to be reconsidered. The WASPI group launched a judicial review in the High Court earlier this year, raising £120,000 from thousands of affected women to challenge the Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman PHSO report, and the PHSO agreed out of court that it would withdraw and revisit its work, which could lead to it recommending a higher level of compensation when the second stage of its investigation is published. Norfolk County Council agreed to reaffirm its support for the WASPI Women campaign.
A well-known Norwich landlord has died in a freak accident in India. Ivan Brown had just arrived in the country and was taking photos at Baikunth Nagar in the Himalayan foothills. It's believed he came into contact with a live wire after climbing on a roof. Mr. Brown, who was aged 71, owned the murderer's pub in Timber Hill from 1984 until 2003, when current landlord Phil Cutter joined him at the helm, eventually taking full control in 2014. Close friend Reggie Cordron, landlord at the Ribs of Beef in Magdalen Street, said he would be greatly missed. "Ivan was a dear friend of mine. He was certainly a character," he said. "He will be very sadly missed by all."
A city arts centre will be refurbishing its cafe and bar after being awarded more than £400,000 in grant money. The Garage Trust in Chapperfield North has announced it received £462,500 as part of a national youth investment scheme from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. CEO Adam Taylor said, "It's an amazing sum of money and we're incredibly fortunate to be in this position. It means we can refurbish our cafe and bar and dance studios, which will help us earn money to support our charitable work with those facing challenging circumstances." The rest of the money will enable us to continue opening our doors to thousands of youngsters every day so they can take part in activities that give them the chance to change their lives. Having somewhere young people can come and take part in constructive activities is incredibly important. The Garage Trust runs performing arts classes and provides qualifications including GCSEs, HNCs and MAs in performing arts. It also hosts live performances.
Homeowners have been warned about fraudsters by Norfolk Trading Standards. Reports have been sent to the fraud watchdog about a potentially illegal company making its way around Norwich. It has since warned others to never agree to have work done by someone who has turned up at your door uninvited. A Norfolk County Council Trading Standards spokesperson said, "Doorstep rogue traders tend to be builders, gardeners or handymen offering to carry out work or urgent repairs to your house or garden. The work is often poor, unnecessary, and the price quoted can increase rapidly."